come by so far throughout this season for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Drew Stevens set to kick off. Vinny Anthony, Cade Iacomelli deep. Badgers will go south to north, right to left as we view it. Stevens on the approach, and the kick is away, and again, no return. Badgers will begin at their 25-yard line as we check in with Patrick.
You mentioned it, Matt, that's exactly the message that was happening at halftime is you can't look at the scoreboard. You can't worry about being down 23 points. You have to take this play by play. You have to take this punch by punch. That's kind of the metaphor that they're using at halftime. And it starts right now with this offense. It's really the only option that they have at this point after what was a rough, rough first half. Again, this offense will be without Trutch Kekahuna and Darian Dupree for the time being.
Dylan Jones, the running back, behind Simmons, and the handoff goes to Jones, hits it off the right side across the 25-yard line, and he gets dragged down near the 30. That linebacking core for Iowa, Carson Shire, we mentioned early, Jaden Montgomery, the son of Jerry Montgomery, the former Packers assistant coach. Jaden Montgomery getting the run tonight because of an injury that has Jaden Harrell out for the night. He was their team's leading tackler, but he is injured and unavailable. Second down, and we'll call it six for the Badgers just across their 29-yard line. Simmons will work under center now. Eye backs with Jackson Aker and Dylan Jones. Here's the handoff to Jones, runs into Carson Shire, who wraps him up and takes him to the ground at the 31-yard line on a gain of two, and it's third down and four.
A little zone play off to the left, and just Iowa did a good job of not biting on that little fake reverse spin out by the quarterback and stayed home. And that sets up this third, critical here, third and four here, to get something positive going in this second half.
Badgers were 2 of 6 on third down. Likewise, Iowa in the first half. Three receivers left, one on the right. Simmons in the shotgun, takes the snap, swings it high, pulled down by Jones, and he is stopped just across the 30-yard line. Had to loop that pass. A lot of air under it and really just did not have a chance to develop that play. And the Badgers end up 4 yards short, racing over there with Shire along with the T.J. Hall, the cornerback.
Well, what Wisconsin tried to do there is usually you see a screen pass and you see a kind of a convoy going one way. Well, they double screen that. They ended up having their center, left guard, left tackle go left, right guard, right tackle go right. Iowa didn't bite. They stayed home, and now we're punting the football.
Atticus Bertrams with the kick in the air. Caden Wiegen with a chance to play it. He will at the 23, running left, 25-30. Wiegen to the 35 to the 40-yard line and is driven down across the 40 to the 41. Owen Arnett in punt coverage. 45 yards on the punt, 18 on the return. Good field position for the Hawkeyes to have their first possession of the third quarter. 12:58 left in the third quarter of play, 23 to nothing Iowa.
Boy, he just ain't scared back there.
No, right? He's not.
I mean, he's had the one where we had our gunner right in his face. This one here, again, he trusts himself. He is a big, explosive playmaker, and he's trying to find something to do every time he can get it. He's a heck of a weapon for Iowa.
Amari Moulton, the running back, 41-yard line, Iowa territory, going north to south, left to right as we view it. Kanowski pulls back from center, hands off to Moulton off the left edge. And he'll drive it up to the 45-yard line at a gain of four. Mason Reiger on the tackle, second down and six for the Hawkeyes.
And, you know, the thing coming into this season for the Wisconsin Badger defense was lost yardage plays, get in the backfield, and we've seen more of that throughout the year. But when you're running against an Iowa offense, you know what they're going to do. You have to disrupt what they do, and unfortunately so far, we haven't done that on enough occasions.
Second down and six. Gronowski will go under center. Region wide left, motions right. Little jet motion there. Hand on Bolton. Big hole up the middle. 50-45 of Wisconsin. And he gets wrapped up by Matt Young at the 41 of the Badgers. A lot of room straight ahead. First down, Iowa, back into Wisconsin territory.
Wisconsin brought Agard off the edge, and he missed, or he was unable to bring him down, and then it kind of just parted the middle of this defense for Wisconsin. Wide open there. Big, big run.
Back on the move are the Iowa Hawkeyes at the Wisconsin 41-yard line. Hand off to Moulton off the right side. Breaks a tackle and fights his way down to the 37 of Wisconsin. Ben Barton in there, Young as well. Looked like JVR Suggs off the pile. Mentioned Mark Gronowski. He has started this game. That bye week, very beneficial for him. He was hurt in the fourth quarter of their Indiana game. Very highly regarded transfer from South Dakota State. Led that program to national titles in 2022 and again a year later. Ball at the 37-yard line of Wisconsin, second down and six. Xavier Williams, the running back, and they'll feed it to him. Williams inside the 35, inside the 30, and Sebastian Cheeks will stop him at the 29-yard line. First down, Iowa.
And you're starting to see there, you know, Barton and Suggs come off the field. They bring in Lane, they bring in Peterson, and Iowa still just continues to get guys moved, displaced, out of the way, and you're they're seeing something that they like. Obviously, their zone play, but now they're really attacking the middle of Wisconsin's defense, and they're having a lot of success.
Well, the 29 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Williams remains the running back. Andersy out wide to the right, Weegin to the left. Here's the handoff to Williams. Big hole, 25-20, breaking right, 15-10, 5, touchdown, Iowa. Xavier Williams, a 29-yard sprint to the end zone, make it 29-0, the Hawkeyes.
And I just mentioned it right up the middle, and there, bad angles once they got into the second. I don't even know if anybody touched him. The middle of the defense kind of just again parted ways. It ran it north and south, and then he outran the angle, and not good.
Drew Stevens out there for the extra point. It is in the air, and it is good. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Clements Brats and Hot Dogs, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 10:30 left in the third quarter. Iowa 30, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Jesse Temple here. With Badger Connect, I'm telling the stories no one else is. The inside moments, the behind-the-scenes access, the features that take you deeper into Wisconsin sports. And while you're reading, you could be winning every month. We're talking premium tickets, signed gear, even once-in-a-lifetime experiences with your favorite Badger teams. Support the sport you love, get content you can't find anywhere else, and win big. Join us today at BadgerConnect.com.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on.
And save! Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn! Badgers finish Michigan!
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the social. Or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Xavier Williams, a 29-yard touchdown run. 30-0, Iowa leads Wisconsin with 10:30 left in the third quarter. Another injury update. Badgers tight end Tucker Ashcraft listed as questionable, upper body injury. So
that always stinks. He's battled and competed to get his way back out there. And you know, you hate to see that with guys that you only get so many of these opportunities, and that stinks for Tucker.
Yeah, we saw him get in there at Michigan last week. He's banged up in training camp. just had no luck. And there's a line of Badgers who can say much the same thing as Stevens with this kick. Vinny Anthony a couple yards deep coming out to the 5, right side 10, 15 to the 20. Anthony spins off a couple of kick cover men and will advance up to the 25-yard line, and the Badgers will start there, first and 10.
And I think that'd be a good place to start. I thought last week, you know, with Hunter Simmons' first start, they were really deliberate. You saw it tonight, I think, with Tretch trying to do, you know, find ways to get him the football. And I think you have to do that with Vinny Anthony now. I know it's 30 to nothing, and you're scrambling, and you're going to need to go up-tempo, and you're going to need to do some things differently. But I think Vinny Anthony is one of your leaders. He showed last week in Michigan, find ways to get him the football.
Receivers to the left, one on the right. Vinny in motion to the right. Here's the handoff to Dylan Jones. Room up the middle, 25 across the 30-yard line. The safety Xavier Wampa up to make the stop at the 32-yard line. Gain of 8, second down and 2.
And that's what's frustrating. We're seeing a lot of this where you're getting some good push, and Dylan Jones is finding the right spots. His patience has been good. He's running incredibly hard. He's doing everything that you want to do, and unfortunately just unable to sustain anything.
Little pistol again. Aker to the right of the quarterback. Jones behind Hunter Simmons. It's the snap. Hands it to Jones. Runs into Shire up at the 33-yard line, needing the 34. So a third down coming up here and a yard to go for Wisconsin.
That's just too many guys down in the box again, and Iowa is trying to play this out and force things back to cut back to where they have bodies, and their linebackers and safeties have done a really good job of kind of staying the course there, keeping their gap integrity on that play.
Anthony slot to the left, Simmons under center, Jones the running back. 9:08 left in the third quarter. Simmons will hand off to Dylan Jones, and he will get the first down. Not easy, but he got there up across the 35 to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, not blocked, not a ton, didn't need a ton, and got exactly what they were looking for. And Dylan Jones is showing a bunch of different things today. That's a tough, hard 1-2-yard run when you needed it. He's spinning. He's not allowing one guy to bring him down. I'm really impressed with how he's running the football tonight.
Yeah, he's been running it hard. He remains in there, trips to the left on first and 10 at the 36 of Wisconsin. Another chance for Jones. Runs into Shire again, wraps him up and pulls him down at the 38 or 39-yard line. Gain of 2 or 3 on the play. Second down coming up for the Badgers. We'll say the better part of 3. Ball just shy of the 39-yard line. A long 7 to go.
I tried a little gap scheme there. You've seen a lot of zone tonight, and that was the case. You pulled Brunner from his left guard spot, pulled him around the right side, and were able to pick up 2 or 3 yards.
Anthony, Eugene Hilton, Chris Brooks all to the left. Pistol formation, Jones behind Simmons. Simmons will give it to Jones again up the right hash mark across the 40-yard line, but he gets covered up at about the 42. Jaden Montgomery getting in there for the Hawkeyes, along with Aaron Graves, a defensive tackle. Third down and 4 for the Badgers.
Good gap, good sound gap integrity there by Iowa's defense and setting up here a 3rd and 4. Crowd getting a little antsy here as we continue to run the football, and I think they're looking to see if we can air it out a little bit.
Slot left, slot right. Cade Iacomelli is the running back. Breaks in motion to the left. Simmons back to throw, 4-man rush, right side pass. Anthony the catch, and he'll step out of bounds on the far side. A first down up to the 47-yard line. Well, you mentioned it, Tausch. You know, Vinny with those 9 catches last week. It's a grab here and extends the possession for Wisconsin.
Yeah, you love that. It's a 3rd and 4. You got to have it. You need to go to your guy. And that just as simple, he found a way to get open, is able to pick up a first down here, keep this drive going.
6:45 left, 3rd quarter, 30 to nothing, Iowa. High backs, Aker the fullback, Iacomelli the tailback. Simmons pulls back from center, end around. Vinny bobbled it, picks it up inside his own 40-yard line, and Shire made him pay. So just an end around now, they can't execute that. Back at the 38-yard line, that is a loss of 9. Second and 19 for Wisconsin.
You're trying to do something, get an explosive play. Iowa had it covered really well. I think they're obviously in tune with what's going on. I've said a bunch tonight that they've kept really good gap integrity. They haven't flown and chased the ball. They're doing what they're supposed to do. And that time, a fumble, a little kick, a little boot, and you lose nine.
Backs offset on second and long. Play fake Simmons looking. Whips it right side, caught by Iacomelli across the 45, across midfield. T.J. Hall trips him up in Iowa territory at the 48-yard line. So that gets them into a manageable third down here, third and five at the Hawkeyes' 48.
Great job by Iacomelli, just not giving up on that play. He ended up kind of going out towards Iowa's sideline, almost looked like a wheel route. Nice delivery there by Hunter Simmons, delivering it and giving yourself a manageable third down.
In Milwaukee, Andrew Vaughn, a solo shot.
Let's go!
Brewers in the fourth, leading the Cubs. Back to Madison from the 48 of Iowa. Third down and five. Three receivers left, one on the right. Simmons will get it to Iacomelli. Hits it off the right side, inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. Let's see where they mark it. Looks like the 45. So it'll be a fourth down and two. Keep pushing it here. See if you can keep this drive going. Less than 5 minutes left in the third quarter. 30 to nothing, Iowa.
And I think Iowa's okay with this. Obviously, they're giving up some yards running and some things, but I think they're fine. The clock is churning. They're ahead by 30. Wisconsin scrambling here to try to pick up a fourth down.
Iacomelli, the running back, to the left of Simmons. Two receivers left, one on the right. Simmons back to throw. Time of the pocket, fires to the right. It is well over Grant Steck. Coverage from Xavier Wampa. And that pass, Steck had no chance. So the Badgers again lose the ball on downs. And you've got a timeout on the field. Visit exploreminnesota.com to learn about fall festivals, award-winning dining, tax-free shopping, and outdoor activities. Your Star of the North adventure awaits. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 4:30 left of the third quarter. Iowa 30, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Mark Tusher, former UW Badger and Green Bay Packer, and I've known for years that Jones Dairy Farm makes the best all-natural sausage and dry-aged bacon. What I didn't know is that they also make incredible all-natural meatballs, naturally smoked Canadian bacon and ham, and even Braunschweiger. It makes sense. Jones products are made with premium cuts of meat and delicious in-house spice blends. So why wouldn't all their products taste amazing? Try Jones. They're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
Badger fans, when the rules of football change, coaches adjust their playbooks. The same goes for retirement planning. In July, Washington passed what's being called the One Big Beautiful Bill, and the changes could affect when and how you take money out of your accounts. At Drake & Associates, we're here to help you call the right plays. Our Retirement Ready Toolkit includes my book, Get Retirement Ready, plus complimentary guides to help you understand the new rules of the game. Text TAX, that's T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. That's texting TAX to 262-578-5657. Don't get caught off sides when it comes to your retirement future. Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Advisory services offered through Drake & Associates, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Badger Sports Properties, LLC, is neither a current client nor an affiliated entity of, nor does it endorse Drake & Associates, LLC. The Wisconsin Athletics is a paid sponsorship program.
Badger fans, choose chill and celebrate responsibly. 21 means 21. Coors Light, choose chill. 2025, Coors Brewing Company. Golden, Colorado. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Badgers missing on fourth and two. Iowa takes over at its 45-yard line, leading 30 to nothing.
It was an interesting play call there. You were kind of, it looked like there was a little jersey grabbing, and I'll be honest, I was just kind of hoping that there was going to be something, but an interesting play call there on a fourth and two. You're just trying to keep chugging away here, picking some things up, and unfortunately, all of the big plays tonight have went Iowa's way.
Yes.
Whether it's a Strack or an interception or fumble, fourth down conversions, we've struggled. We haven't been able to get them. They have, and that's how you end up in a 30-point deficit in the end of this third quarter.
Hunter Simmons, 7-17. Dylan Jones, 15 carries, 68 yards. Amari Moulton, 13 totes for 92. Iowa, 172 rush yards to 75 here for Wisconsin. So for the 45 of Iowa, first and 10, Mark Gronowski and company. But McNeil in the backfield. And a play fake or a read and a keep it, keeping it. Now a throw left side. Incomplete pass. Flag down. Seth Anderson, the intended receiver. Emilio Agard perhaps getting there earlier. We got two flags, though. One at the line of scrimmage. So we'll get this sorted out.
Guessing this will be offset. I think Iowa had an alignment downfield early, I'm guessing.
Chris Coit, the referee.
There are fouls by both teams. They will offset. An eligible receiver downfield, offense. Pass interference, defense, first down.
Yeah, it's a win for us.
Yeah,
we'll take
is.
That.
Yeah.
And that's always the tricky part of this when you're doing RPOs. Linemen don't know that you're going to pull the ball and throw it. Your job as an offensive lineman, get up on that second level. You need to block that linebacker. And when you end up pulling it and throwing it, officials have gotten pretty good at reading that, and their left guard was probably four or five yards down the field.
And they give you three at this level, but not four or five. On first down, Gronowski will hand it off right side. McNeil across the 45, up across midfield, belted by Tackett Curtis, a gain of six for Nathan McNeil, the freshman. Second down and four for the Hawkeyes.
And Rico is able to keep that ball inside, and he lowered his right shoulder, looked like he got a little dinged up there, too, after that play. So Iowa got out on the edge again, forcing the secondary of Wisconsin to turn things in and make tackles, and not before they picked up six.
Dayton Howard out to the left, Reese Vander Zee to the right. McNeil, the running back. Gronowski under center, pulls back, hands off to McNeil. Straight ahead, tripped up at the 46 of Wisconsin. Christian Allegro. Able to nab him. Third down and one for the Hawkeyes.
Now, Iowa's had a lot of success running into the middle of this Badgers defensive line, and I think a lot of it is that you're asking a lot from your linebackers. They have to read things, and there's a lot of RPO. There's some jet sweep things, and you have to make sure your eyes stay disciplined, not getting out of your gaps.
Xavier Williams in at running back now. Two receivers right. Aiden Large will motion to the left. Reading it, keeping it. Gronowski flips it left side. Large the catch and got tripped up by the turf monster, but still a first down with a yard to spare. Needed the 45 of Wisconsin. He got to the 44.
And that's just the, and I know Gronowski's an older player, but you just saw almost very similar. He did a bootleg out to the left and naked. And instead of whipping it, he did a nice soft little floaty touch pass. Make it real easy. Catch it. Obviously, their tight end, he picked up another 7 or 8 yards. Turf monster got him, but they were able to pick up the first down.
Andrew Z out tight to the left. Howard tight to the right. Kamari Moulton, the tailback. DJ Vonami lines up as a fullback. Here's the handoff to Moulton, and he gets smacked by Allegro. Gain of maybe one. I tell you what, this Wisconsin team, it's obviously been a brutal stretch of weeks that they have had, but Christian Allegro, he just continues to give you all he has.
Yeah, you love to see. He flies around. He can cover. I think he is somebody that I would think at some point at the next level, you love the way he plays with physicality. Did a nice job right there.
Second and nine at the Wisconsin 43-yard line. Gronowski off the play fake, rolls off to his right, chased by Curtis, right side pass. Vonami will catch, and he is wrapped up right away by Mason Posa, a freshman linebacker out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. The mark at the 40-yard line of Wisconsin, third down and six.
Nice job there by Posa, just kind of playing where he was supposed to be and running. And that's not the easiest open field tackle. He wrapped him up and got him down and sets up here a third and six situation.
Talked to him this week and said, what was your welcome to the college football moment? He mentioned an OTA where he was trying to fill a gap and ran into Cade Iacomelli. And he said, he's really kind of big. But Mason Posa looks like he's going to be pretty good here. Here's Gronowski on third down, a right side toss. And the catch is made by Moulton, and he gets smacked by Cairo Skanes. freshman corner out of Asheville, North Carolina. They mark at the 39 of Wisconsin, fourth down and five for the Hawkeyes with 48 seconds and counting left in the third quarter.
Nice job there of not giving a ton of space and bringing him down right as he completes that pass. So you're not giving up a ton here. Now it's a fourth and five. I wonder here, Iowa, they're going to just really go for the juggler if they're going to try and do a cadence play here and end up punting.
They get on the ball at the 39 of Wisconsin. They clock at five. Now down to 3, 2, 1. They'll go ahead and take the penalty here. And they'll go ahead and punt from the 44 of Wisconsin. As they go ahead and they'll take the delay. Wisconsin not jumping. And fourth and five becomes fourth and 10 for the 44 of the Badgers with 17 seconds left in the third quarter.
That's something that I think is getting overplayed a little bit. Let's sprint up to the line and let's do this. You know what, though? If it only works once, it's good. You see it in the NFL a ton. I know Green Bay does that a lot. And if you can get somebody to flinch, you're going to keep doing it. And that's there's nothing really negative that can come out of it outside of, somebody doesn't know what they're doing. You end up snapping the football.
Reese Dakin to punt. Jaden Ballard deep at the 8-yard line of Wisconsin. Snap back to Dakin. Badgers get some pressure. The kick is away. End over end. Ballard the fair catch signal. He'll gather at the 11-yard line in Wisconsin territory, and that will end the third quarter at Camp Randall. That's a football brought to you in part by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. And horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, three quarters are down. It's Iowa 30, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Back at Camp Randall, Mike Heller, beginning of the fourth quarter, it's 30-0 Iowa here. By the way, over at American Family Field, it's 2-1 Brewers with two outs, top of the fifth inning. Mizorowski working his fourth inning of that game. Let's take it around the Big Ten right now. USC 14-7 over 15th ranked Michigan. Purdue leads 17-13 at Minnesota. Big games earlier. Number one Ohio State wins at Illinois. And Indiana, 7th ranked in the country, wins at 3rd ranked Oregon.
Well done and well timed. Camp Randall Stadium, it's time to jump around.
I won't.
tonight's game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is building a strong, resilient energy future today and for generations to come. We'll start the fourth quarter, 30-0 Iowa. Badgers beginning at their 12-yard line, going north to south, left to right as we see it. High backs. Simmons will go under his center, Jake Renfro. Chris Brooks motions, lines up slot to the right. Here's the handoff to Dylan Jones, trying the left side, and Iowa's not having it. Good work defensively. That was Ethan Herkett, defensive lineman, defensive end, making the tackle. Gain of just a yard to the 13, second down and 9 for Wisconsin.
Another gap scheme there. They pulled right guard Kadanko over, and just not a ton of movement there off of the left side of Wisconsin's offensive line. Iowa held the point really well on that, giving Jones no room to run.
Jaden Ballard out to the left. Motioning right to left is Vinny Anthony. Simmons looking to throw, checks it down. It goes through the hands of Dylan Jones. Coming in a little hot and a little high. And it's third down and 9 for the Badgers at their 13.
And we've seen that. It's a really good contrast. And that comes from experience, and it kind of comes from feel of getting reps with these guys. You need to take a little bit off, especially if it's not a wide receiver. Take a little bit off. We saw Gronowski do that a couple of times. He's thrown a couple of fireballs here, and we've been unable to come down with him.
Anthony, Brooks, and Ballard out to the right. Lance Mason to the left. Giacomelli, the running back to the 13 of Wisconsin, third and 9. Simmons looking to throw. Iowa rushing 4. Hunter will pull it down and run to the left of the 15 of the 20. Hunter Simmons may have made it to the marker here. Let's see where they mark him out of the 22-yard line, and he got the first down. So Hunter Simmons scrambles for 9 and a first down for the Badgers.
Nice job by the offensive line there. Malman did a great job of sticking with his guy coming off of the left side. He rides him by, and that gives Hunter Simmons the room to step up in the pocket. Had enough space to go and pick up that first down with his feet.
Chris Brooks out to the left. Anthony to the right. Aker and Giacomelli in the eye. The 22 of Wisconsin. Minute and a half gone by in the fourth quarter. Hawkeyes in complete control. Here's the handoff to Giacomelli trying to turn it back, and that's not going to work as he is nabbed at or slightly behind the line of scrimmage. The defensive tackle, Bryce Hawthorne, sophomore out of state of Minnesota, makes the tackle. Second down and 10 for the Badgers at their 22-yard line.
Yeah, that looked there as if, Jake Renfro, I think, just ended up getting a little bit too soft on the edge, and that gave a little bit of room there for no room for our tailback. Iowa did a good job of getting penetration.
Receivers to the right, the freshman Eugene Hilton to the left. Anthony in motion to the left. Here's the handoff to Giacomelli up the middle across 25. Penalty marker down, I believe, as Giacomelli takes it up to about the 28 or 29-yard line. That was not a penalty marker. It's part of a jersey, yes, for the Hawkeyes. So it's a play on third down and 4 for the Badgers at their 28-yard line.
Love seeing Cade get some opportunities there, and that little zone play, Joe Brunner did a fantastic job of working his combination block up and gave Giacomelli all kinds of space there to pick up 7 or 8 yards.
Giacomelli to the left of the quarterback, Aker to the right. Anthony slot to the right. Giacomelli motions to the right. Simmons looking to throw, floats to the left side. It is broken up, incomplete, intended for Jaden Ballard. Airtight coverage of the cornerback to Sean Lee. And it's 4th and 4 for the Badgers at their 28-yard line.
That gives Iowa a lot of confidence. They've been able to play man-to-man out on the boundary most of the afternoon, and their coverage has been good. There have been no PIs that I can remember. And he did a good job of waiting, and then just putting his hand up right at that last second, watching Ballard's hands to knock it away and force another punt.
Atticus Bertrams on the punt. Caden Wiegen deep, standing at the Iowa 29-yard line. Line of scrimmage is the Wisconsin 28. Play clock winding down. The snap a little high, pulled down by Bertrams, and the kick is away and did not hit it well at all. It'll go out of bounds at the far side by the Iowa bench, and it's going to be on the Wisconsin side of the 50. They'll mark at the 46. That was an 18-yard punt. And we will go ahead and take another break. At U.S. Bank, we team together to support our customers and our communities. Stop by your local U.S. Bank branch today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. From the Rail Transport Broadcast Booth, 12:03 remaining. Iowa 30, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of Steel. From blowers to chainsaws, Steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services, providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today, green for life, GFL.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin, only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now. Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
From the Rail Transport Broadcast Booth, 12 minutes, 3 seconds to play. Iowa 30, Wisconsin nothing. We're talking about some of the freshmen, the linebackers, Mason Posa, Cooper Catalano, Eugene Hilton. Patrick, a lot of these rookies are getting a fair amount of snaps here in their freshman year.
Yeah, and it's a bright spot that these guys are getting this experience. It's also, if you talk to the coaches, it's part of the reason maybe for some of the struggles that these guys are having to play earlier than maybe they want to. But I count 10 freshmen that are getting significant reps here, besides the guys you mentioned, but also like Grant Steck and Dylan Jones, Emerson Mandel, Agard, Heiberger. Those are all redshirt freshmen that are getting significant run in this. And if you're looking for windows of opportunity and hope in a game like this, is at least that these guys are getting exposure and they're getting reps, and that you would hope that the fruits of that pay off down the road.
Yeah, the goal in today's world is to keep them together and let them grow together. Iowa takes over at the 46 of Wisconsin. First and 10, the handoff to Kamari Moulton, crashing off the right side inside the 45 of Wisconsin, down to the 43-yard line. Up off the stack is Darrell Peterson. I was talking to Mason Posa, you know, Taos Patrick, last week in the notebook had the great story about Mason and the wrestling background, amateur and professional, his grandfather. I asked Mason about that. He said he actually, I don't know what device it was, probably something that's like way outdated now, but a CD or maybe an old like VHS tape, watched his grandfather watch one of his matches, a Lucha Libre. Here's a throw over the middle, incomplete, intended for KJ Parker at the 30-yard line of Wisconsin. But wrestling's in the family. Mason, a multi-time state champ, his father an All-American, multi-time All-American at Oklahoma, but it's the grandfather that got the attention, you know, with the flair of the professional wrestling background.
That obviously, you know, we know Luke Fickell's background. He loves wrestlers, and I think very few guys that were in the NFL that wrestled were not really good players. Yeah. Leverage and all of that stuff.
Balls at the 43 of Wisconsin, third down and 7 for Iowa. Three receivers left, one on the right. And the shotgun snap to Gronowski, checks it down to Kamari Moulton, 45 to the 40, still up, 35-yard line. And he is stopped by Jameer Latimer. It'll be a first down for Iowa, down to the 31-yard line of Wisconsin.
It's another good microcosm of where we're at program-wise and the differential. Our screen game, we throw a pick, basically a pick six. They've really executed their screens really well. Middle screen, here was a, you know, third and 7 screen. Everybody's yelling screen, and they still are able to go out and execute it, get their linemen out in space, blocking and picking up another first down.
Gronowski will go back under center from the 31 of Wisconsin. Takes a snap, hands off Xavier Williams, and Darrell Peterson there again makes the tackle. behind the line of scrimmage at the 32-yard line. Loss of one, second down and 11.
Darrell Peterson just not staying blocked. He was able to kind of shed his man right away and then come downhill in a TFL, a thing we've been asking for all year. And tonight really would have been we needed more of what we just saw right there. Darrell Peterson, that's his second one. We just need more and more, and we've been unable to do that.
Phillips and Bonami tied to the right. Caden Wiegand is out to the left. Wiegand motions to the right. Little pop pass. Caden Wiegand bending to the right. And Cooper Catalano is there to ride him down behind the line of scrimmage. The 33-yard line, third down and 12, another loss of one. So back-to-back tackles for loss.
That's what we're talking about. And you never have to coach effort. If you're coaching effort, that's when you're in really big trouble. And you love to see this part of it. I know nobody loves to see what's happened today. But these guys are out here competing, flying around, and that's a back-to-back TFLs for Wisconsin's defense.
From the 33 of the Badgers, third down and 12. Gronowski in the shotgun. Dayton Howard, the receiver, motions right to left. Gronowski gets the snap. Badgers blitzing. Tight pocket. Gronowski throws, and a diving catch made by Vander Zee. Goes to the turf very close to the first down, short of it at the 22-yard line. Reese Vander Zee getting his first action this season, appeared in eight games a year ago. And the Hawkeyes will get back on the ball. Badgers trying to get their defense organized and movement up front.
You had to use a timeout.
A timeout taken by Wisconsin as the Badgers were slow to get their personnel. And the Badgers burn a timeout with 8:58 remaining. And we will go ahead and take a break as well. Badger fans, you're dedicated to your team. And at Case IH, we're dedicated to designing every tractor, every tool, every piece of equipment with your land management goals in mind. What are you waiting for? Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers where your home field and huge success await. 8:58 to play, 30-0 Iowa. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by the Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Tonight's game is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is building a strong, resilient energy future today and for generations to come. 8 minutes, 58 seconds remaining. Wish we had a better story to tell, but we don't. It's 30-0 Iowa leading Wisconsin. The Hawkeyes have a fourth down and one at the Badgers' 22-yard line. That's an Iowa team that lost on a late field goal to Iowa State, played Indiana really well a couple of weeks ago in a one-score game. Indiana went into Eugene, Oregon, and did something that people don't do, and that's beat the Ducks at Autzen Stadium. The Badgers' next two games will be here against Ohio State next Saturday, and in 2 weeks they go out to Eugene to take on the reigning Big Ten champions. You got the reigning national champs in 1 week, the reigning conference champs in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's not going to get any easier, and I got a hunch the chatter on the outside is going to get a little bit louder as this game continues to unfold.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. So the 22-yard line, Iowa going for it on fourth down and one. Vonami, the tight end, motions to the right. Reading it, keeping it, Gronowski. He's going to try to run for it, and he'll get it done inside the 20-yard line. Mason Reiger finally catches up with him. I got to give Gronowski credit. We were talking about his practice work this week. It didn't look real pretty. A knee injury, just kind of an awkward step in that fourth quarter against Indiana in a game that was there for the taking for Iowa. Just couldn't quite get it done.
Don't fully understand what Kirk Ferentz is doing here up 30 with a quarterback that's gimpy and you're running him, but
yeah,
all right.
And he remains in there. And first down, the reading it, keeping it. Gronowski, the ball batted down. Looked like Allegro got a hand up. And it falls incomplete. Second down and 10 at the 20-yard line of Wisconsin.
And I'm sure people are wondering, what the – and I a little bit too – are wondering, like, why are you throwing the football? You're up 30. You're just trying to run this game out, run clock. But you have a system, and you don't want to – Wisconsin is obviously going to load the box. And when you have your look – you do what you're supposed to do, and that's how you continue to build good fundamental football.
Tim Lester, the offensive coordinator, familiar name for Packer fans. Here's the handoff to McNeil, working off the right side of the line, and not much there, being stormed back at the 19-yard line. Gain of just a yard. Michael Garner getting in there. Should also mention a Wisconsin connection. Been on the staff for a while. He's a receivers coach, John Budmeyer. On Kirk Ferentz's staff, coaching the wide receivers now, the former Badgers quarterback, and was on Paul Chryst's staff for a time, but he's been down with Kirk Ferentz now for the last few years. Good dude. Carvin and Nitch as a good coach. Third down and 9, Iowa at the Wisconsin 19-yard line. Trips to the left. Seth Anderson, one of them, motions into the backfield, loops back to the left. Here's the handoff, Xavier Williams. Room off the right side to the 15, still up 10, 5, touchdown Iowa. Xavier Williams is in again. And it's a flat-out rout here at Camp Randall Stadium tonight.
A lot of eye candy there with, you know, fake jet sweeps and linemen going one way, but Iowa drew it up beautifully, and again, not a ton of resistance over there off the right side. They blocked it up, pulled their right tackle out into space, and just saw a little crease, missed tackle there, and another touchdown for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Second rushing touchdown tonight for Xavier Williams, 36-0 now, Iowa. Drew Stevens out there for the PAT. It is in the air, and it is good. Well, we'll take a break. 7:24 remaining. Iowa 37, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This Badger season is guaranteed to be jam-packed with big hits, the timely blitz, and the tight window fits.
Touchdown!
So you need a pizza that'll be there for all the big moments. You need a Brewpub Latsa Pizza. As a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub Pizzas are built to win and made with the hungry in mind. Produced right here in Wisconsin, Brewpub Pizzas are a taste of home and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. So sack one today from your local retailer and make game day memorable.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land, we know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling, our equipment designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH, built by farmers.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
On the go and want to stay connected to live college sports anywhere in the country? Download the free Varsity Network app, available on Apple and Android. With new features this season, it's easier than ever to listen live and keep up with your favorite teams. Don't miss a moment to get the Varsity Network app now. It's my favorite word in that read there, free. Liz, it ain't game you want. 7:24 remaining, 37-0. Iowa leading Wisconsin. As we play this one out, the crowd, I would say, was good when the game started. Then after jump around, and as you would imagine in a game like this, it has turned into more of a gathering than a crowd.
Yeah, and the lot of bumblebee-age with the gathering that is still here.
Well, there was the talk. You know, Wisconsin gave up 42 to Iowa. We mentioned it before the kick. That was a big deal, big emphasis with the workouts. And it's 37-0 right now. So it was bad last year, and it's real bad this year. And there's just no way to sugarcoat it.
You can't sugarcoat it. And I don't have any problem with utilizing that as motivation and doing all that stuff that you do. But it still comes down to, it felt like all week that it was a big deal. You had pictures up and you had people talking about push-ups, and that's great. But once you get out in the game, you have to control your emotions. And it reminds me a little bit of when Farvey came back with the Vikings, mm-hmm. and we had put all of our eggs in that basket. And when they beat us, it was almost as if, oh, and you can't allow yourself to do that. You have to make sure you understand the big picture on things.
Drew Stevens set to kick off. With Vinny Anthony deep, and the kick in the air. Return chance for Vinny if he wants it. He'll take it at the goal line to the 5, up the right hash mark 10, breaks right 15, and Vinny will be pulled down near the 20-yard line, and that's where the Badgers will start. First and 10, and we'll take another commercial break. By the way, Brewer's still leading 2-1, but
he'll jam.
Chances are, if you're listening to this, you don't care about the Brewers. But we do in the booth. We care a lot. We'll take a break. 7:18 remaining, 37-0 Iowa. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level.
Palms facing you, then you're going to switch.
You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money. Together we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter,
the defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. 7 minutes, 18 seconds remaining at Camp Randall Stadium. 37-0. Iowa leads Wisconsin. Hawkeyes got the big jump. Turnovers costly for the Badgers in that first half of play. And they just have not been able to come close to recovering. Try to get back into this thing. All Hawkeyes here once again tonight. Iowa looking to beat Wisconsin for the fourth straight time. They had a 4-game winning streak in the series, and they're actually, it was actually Barry's last 4 years as head coach from 2002 to 2005. But I mentioned in from 2010 to 2019, that decade belonged to the Badgers. They went 7-1 against Iowa. Remains 2-1 Brewers, by the way. Got out of a little jam there in the middle of the sixth. Multitasking. Here's The handoff to Iacomelli, and he gets drilled trying to work the left side, and there's just nothing there. I mean, Iowa right now just in a position to tee off, and that is exactly what they're doing. Landon Van Kekerix getting involved defensively for the Hawkeyes. And it's second and 10 for Wisconsin at the Badgers 20.
Didn't give Cade much of an opportunity there. Just a zone play off the left. And Iowa, again, they're not letting. They got hurt a little bit with some cutbacks. Their linebackers are doing a much better job staying home.
Simmons in the gun. He'll give it to Iacomelli again off the right side of the 25. Cade drives up across the 30 and gets the first down. For a little interference there from Vinny Anthony. Used him and gains 12 on the play. First down for the Badgers.
Yeah, that was a front side. Nice job, Emerson Mandel, washing his guy off the right tackle spot. And Cade just kind of cut right inside of him and was able to pick up a nice 9 or 10-yard chunk.
6:15 remaining. First and 10 for the Badgers at their 32-yard line. Iacomelli remains in there. Vinny Anthony will motion to the right. Reading it, keeping it. Simmons, high pass intended for Chris Brooks, who got tagged by Entringer. The pass sails high and wide. Jalen Watson out of the secondary, the closest to it. It falls incomplete. Second down and 10 for the Badgers at the 32-yard line. Well, as much as the Badgers' ongoing struggles will be the story around here, how about Penn State losing at home to Northwestern? Now a three-game losing streak, and they were oh so close to beating Oregon, and how things have turned. Here's the handoff to Iacomelli, and he gets popped. Not much there, and it'll be a third down and 10 for Wisconsin. As Mike Heller reported, Drew Aller, the quarterback, injured, and Mike said out for the year. I mean,
it just shows you how things can change real quickly. You have an injury or two in the wrong spot, and you know, with this new kind of landscape of college football, it's just different. You really need to ride momentum waves. And when Penn State lost that, they were unable to kind of pull out of it. And then you have an injury. And next thing you know, you're losing to Northwestern, which nobody thought was going to happen.
Third down, the throw goes to Vinny Anthony. And it's a tough 3 yards for him. That's all he's going to get. As Iowa getting a lot of its backups out there right now. Cam Buffington, a linebacker, makes the stop. Yeah, you have the Penn State story. And then on the flip side, you have UCLA with a makeshift coaching staff, and you know they win comfortably today at Michigan State after knocking off Penn State a week ago at the Rose Bowl. So go figure.
That's why you just keep plugging away, and you don't know. Sometimes you'll find something or some player that maybe you didn't think that can change the entire dynamic of your season. UCLA has figured some things out. Obviously, you know, Penn State has went the other way.
Atticus Bertram's on to punt yet again. And this will hit inside the 25-yard line. Inside the 20, Sam Phillips was back there deep now for Iowa. No more need for Caden Wiegen to handle those duties. And the Hawkeyes will take over inside their 20. They'll mark at the 19-yard line. 4 minutes and 23 seconds remaining. We'll take another break. Iowa 37, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Wisconsin Badgers football proudly brought to you on 97.5 FM WFHR by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen all season long on 97.5 WFHR, streaming live at WFHR.com and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Gaiman is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Natasha and I have been talking about Dylan Jones here tonight. 16 totes, 69 yards. Luke Fickell in the pregame interviews talked about the work that he did, and Darion Dupree just keeping the quarterback upright last week. That work up the A gap, the linebackers storming through the, you know, coming in and zeroing in on the quarterback. They were doing a great job blocking, and Dylan did what he could in a very, very tough night for this team.
Yeah, I thought he did some really good things. He ran incredibly hard. He picked up hard yards. He was able to, you know, get out in space, and he spun off a few guys. There's a lot of things to like, because we kind of been talking about this all year with Dylan Jones. Just give him a chance.
Yep.
Because especially there are a couple of games where he was getting hit, you know, right as he was getting the football. Just didn't really let him find a rhythm. And last week you saw a little bit of it early, and I thought tonight –